Fortis would acquire CH Energy for some $1.5 billion. The beginnings of the deal were nearly 1.5 years ago, and both executives are hoping the New York State Public Service Commission issues its decision in June.
Right now, we see a strong performing company that we don't want to make any changes to when we come in. So
that's Barry Perry, Vice President Finance and Chief Financial Officer of Fortis. He and Chairman, President, and CEO of CH Energy Group, Stephen Lant, insist that CH Energy would continue to operate as a standalone company. The difference, says Perry, is one shareholder, Fortis, would replace 30,000 CH Energy shareholders. Despite such assurances, several lawmakers and others remain dubious. Some who oppose the deal have cited the potential use of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, by Fortis to circumvent PSC regulation. Perry says that is not the case, and that CH Energy would continue under PSC rules.
The judges in the recommended decision that came out a couple weeks ago said NAFTA was not an issue, really. You know, and lawyers, our lawyers, and Central Hudson's lawyers have concluded the same thing. It's a little interesting, in fact, as a Canadian, you know, that it's almost suggesting that you'd rather have a partner from Europe than from Canada. You know, this NAFTA is an agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. It's a country-to-country agreement, and now somehow it's being put up there as a problem. It's been in place for something like 20 years. I don't think there's ever been a claim under NAFTA from a regulated utility in either country. So this is a red herring, frankly, and it's not an issue.
And opponents have said they want a greater commitment to alternative energy. CH Energy's Lance says there is just so much he can do.
Yeah, and that is truly one of the sources of opposition has been that this is a disappointment in to them in that it doesn't advance renewable energy in a way that they would wish would happen. And frankly, we agree we should be doing more in renewable energy, but we are, limited by the role that we've been given by the state. So let me just describe that very quickly. The state has decided that the way we're going to promote New York State's renewable development is through NYSERDA, New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. They're the ones who promote wind and solar investments and energy efficiency largely. We have delegated to us a role to do some energy efficiency, and I think we've got the best program in the state. We are connecting solar, and we have the best per capita rate of rooftop solar in the state. We are working hard on the Governor's Energy Highway. We're a leader, despite the fact we're a small company, in promoting the Energy Highway, which is transmission capacity to bring upstate wind to the population centers downstate, including the Hudson Valley. So we are playing our role that the state has given us to the best of our ability. And I know Fortis, likewise, does so in Canada and supports our continuing to do so in New York. So really, the people who want to see more renewable energy, the venue for them to discuss that is with NYSERDA and the state. And if they want to delegate more of a role to regulated utilities like Central Hudson, we would welcome that. I would like to build a solar project. I would like to do more energy efficiency. But right now, we're not permitted to under the state structure.
He says his company needs to improve its infrastructure, including hardening the system to weather future storms. And Fortis has the capital to make that happen. Here's Perry.
In fact, we're looking at over the next 5 years at Central Hudson of about $600 million of capital investment in the system to improve reliability. Electrical and gas networks are aging, and they need to be maintained, and they need to be improved, frankly. And, we're really interested in that, and we're going to work with Central Hudson to make sure that happens. Fortis is a very strong company. We probably have the best credit rating of just about any utility in North America. You can count on one hand the number of utility holding companies like Fortis that have a credit rating in the A category. Fortis does. We have tremendous access to capital, and we're going to make that capital available to Central Hudson to do the work they need to do here on behalf of customers.
Fortis and CH Energy filed with the PSC in January a joint proposal containing $50 million in customer benefits. And part of this includes money Fortis would pay to offset costs affiliated with previous storms.
We could pay for the cost of the prior storms that have gone through the region. Now, these would be Sandy, for example. Central Hudson spent a tremendous amount of money repairing the damage caused by these storms. Those costs have not yet been recovered from customers. And what we said is, what better way coming into the organization for, in terms of a message to customers about what the benefits would be, is for Fortis to actually pay for those costs. So we've said we would write a check, basically, to cover those prior storm costs. Now, the commission may decide that, they don't want to do that. They'd rather the monies be allocated just to reduce rates, for example, to customers just outright. So that final determination is the commission's decision.
Another concern of some involves a potential severance package for Lant and other top executives.
There has been criticism that you and other executives would walk away from this deal with a gazillion dollars.
Right.
And the customers would then be subject to rate hikes, subject to a non-standalone performance because you would ultimately walk away. Please respond to that.
Yeah, that's, I guess, goes with the territory when you have a position like I do that people, you know, point to that kind of thing. But let me tell you, there are some big numbers in the proxy statement that went out. Those are worst case scenarios for the Fortis and Central Hudson shareholders to pay if I were terminated as a result of the transaction. I'm not going to be. Fortis has said they want to keep me in my job. I want to continue to do my job. So all of those dollars, I will not get any of that money if I stay. Those are severance benefits. What I will get is the value of my stock. I own a lot of stock. Much of my compensation for many years has been in the form of stock. It's my only source of net worth generally. And I will get some acceleration of the stock that's already been awarded to me. That's all I'm going to get out of this transaction. All of those other dollars I'm not going to get because the trigger is my being fired. And I'm not expecting to be fired, and Fortis has assured me I'm not going to be fired.
And that's correct. And, the technical thing is if Steve was paid termination benefits, they're not customer expenses. You know, there's a shareholder that pays it. We have no intention of doing that, but just to be clear, under no circumstance are the customers paying for any of those costs.
Would something like that be able to be put in writing that Steve will stay on?
I think we've made public statements that we intend to keep the management team in place, and we honor our statements. You know, there's no issues with that. Our intention is to keep as long as the management team has good performance and maintains good relations with customers and its regulator and community, that's what we want, and that's what we see in Central Hudson. You know, nothing is forever because it depends on performance of the team.
Two administrative law judges issued a recommended decision May 3rd, writing that they find it relatively easy to conclude that the benefits of the merger transaction pursuant to the joint proposal are outweighed by the detriments. It is an advisory opinion to be considered by the PSC, and in writing the conclusion, the judges note the intense opposition of some to the deal and the lack of response on the part of particularly Fortis. Ever since, both companies have embarked upon a major public relations campaign. Here's Perry.
The other side of it is the staff of the Public Service Commission, after extensive due diligence, you know, that they actually called our regulators in Canada to check on our story to see if what we were saying to the commission was correct. There was no negatives reported back from that. The staff concluded that Fortis was exceptionally qualified to be the owner of Central Hudson. So here are the staff of the Public Service Commission that do this day in and day out after extensive review of the record and all the commitments that we've made, the settlement agreement that was filed. They state in writing that Fortis is exceptionally qualified to be the owner of this utility. So, you know, that's somewhat of a counterbalance to where the judges ended up because of this late public intervention, I would call it. And so we're going to work hard to see if we can turn that around here in the next few weeks.
And here's Lant.
I do think that we are, allaying some concerns. Completely, I would say no. We'll never allay everyone's concerns. There are certainly some who would, no matter how much we enhance the deal, would say there should be more. To some extent, you are in a negotiation where you hope to that, you know, everyone comes away at least, satisfied, if not fully satisfied. But we are, working hard to allay these concerns. We think we've got, the facts on our side, and that a lot of the concerns that have been expressed are really, misplaced.
Both Perry and Lant say the opposition, as well as its intensity, did surprise them. Their latest videos, fact sheet, and other information about the proposed deal are at centralhudson.com.